Oh, hello, friends. Welcome back to the Jack Revelle Show. Today is a bit of a sad episode because it's actually the end of the season as we know it. I had a break last week, as you may have noticed. There wasn't an episode released because I've been going through a bit of a transition with where I'm taking my business and my time and my energy. And one of the things that I'm finding is that my podcast is becoming something that I need to revisit and restructure. And so today I go a little bit deeper into why that is and sort of the plans for the future. But I just wanted to first of all say thank you to every single one of you that tunes in each week to listen to me interviewing some incredible people. It's been a pleasure to bring not just the content, but also the fantastic knowledge and insights and everything else that comes with it. And I know that there's some of you out there who have had incredible help with the things that have been said and also have helped you to sort of overcome certain challenges in your own life. So that really means a lot to me. So as I said, this episode is going to be the last one. It's a sort of shorter one than normal. But look, it's not going to be a gone forever. It's just a kind of see you later for now. And I look forward to bringing you back the new and improved Jack Revelle Show in the not too distant future. So, without further ado, get ready and get settled in for the final episode of the Jack Revelle Show with myself, Jack Revelle. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Jack Revelle Show. Today, we are going to be alone. Well, say alone. You're just going to be with me today because today's a bit of a bittersweet episode. Essentially, I'm here to tell you that this is going to go, the podcast is going to be on pause for a little bit. And the reason for that is because I feel like I have reached a point with this podcast where it served me and served my listeners and served everyone that's tuned in and commented and liked and shared and subscribed and everything else to a certain point. And I want to kind of go back to the drawing board a little bit and see how I can make it even better. When I first started this podcast, it was because I wanted to connect with more people, and I wanted to connect more people with more people. And I wanted to showcase some incredible humans that are doing incredible things to the wider population. Now, what since then, actually, I've found myself moving into slightly different directions with what I do work-wise. And I think, to be honest with you, I found that podcasting may not be the best platform for me at this stage. For those of you that know me well and have followed me on Instagram and keep up to date with kind of what else I do, you'll notice that I'm going down the route of video marketing and Instagram marketing and essentially marketing 101, right? Getting people to really understand their businesses and be able to put that in front of the potential right customers. And the way that I'm doing this is super exciting. I'm helping people in all walks of life and all different types of sectors and jobs. And it's really rewarding seeing the stuff that I'm teaching and I'm sharing working and getting the results. So I've got to look at what I'm doing here, like what's going to best serve me and my time so that I can best serve you guys and everybody else that either listens to me or watches me. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to take away a little bit from the podcasting and move towards more video-based stuff, and clearly it's going to be YouTube. Now, it's not to say that the podcast won't come back. It just might come back in a slightly different light. But what I wanted to do today was kind of talk about the things that I've learned about doing a podcast, things that I think have got better and worse about podcasting, and finally, what I think the future for podcasting is generally for those of you that may be thinking about starting one. So first of all, let's start with the positives. Podcasting has been a fantastic platform to just get your voice out there. It gives people an opportunity to hear you, listen to you, kind of connect with you when they're doing pretty much anything, whether it's driving a car, commuting to work, walking around the house, doing whatever. You can just stick your ears in and you can have someone in your ears. It's been beneficial for me because I've been able to really dive deep into some awesome subjects with some incredible people. It's allowed me to really understand different sectors and different industries, and kind of it's broadened my mind and broadened my horizons on different things that I didn't know about before. It's allowed me to connect with people that I would never have connected with in normal circumstances. It sort of expanded my network beyond what I ever thought it would do. And I'm constantly getting requests and people asking me, oh, can I do a show with you? Or can I come on your show? And all this. So it's a really nice way of connecting with people. It's also brought me in some nice clients as well. And some people have wanted to work with me after hearing my voice, which has been great. So it's all been positive in that respect. The things that I haven't enjoyed so much are that it's a lot more work than people necessarily let on about. Recording a podcast isn't just about recording the podcast. It's about, you know, you've got to edit it and you've got to, you know, get some visuals done. You've got to upload it and you've got to get, you know, the right, you know, timing. And the thing is as well, you've got to keep it consistent. You've got to keep it on a weekly basis or a monthly basis, however often you put them out. And to be honest with you, commodity-wise, time is the most valuable thing we'll ever own. And so therefore, when it comes to doing things in your business, in your life that start to feel like you're pushing them uphill rather than flowing, you know, sort of flowing downstream quite easily, that's when you've got to sort of ask yourself the question, is this worth my time anymore? And podcasting for me has got to that point. I've also found that less people are commuting to work, less people are doing things outside the house, right? So the pull of listening to something versus watching something has become a little bit less, you know, apparent. You know, people are actually moving away from podcasts. And I found that and spoken to lots of people about that. And I think it's definitely a space that is plateauing, if you like. And I'm not sure, you know, those that have been in it for a long time, the seasoned pros, absolutely, they'll stay and they'll continue growing. But anyone starting a podcast, I think you're going to struggle to get through what I like to call the beginning stages, because not enough people are actually getting into podcasting as much as they used to. Not to say they won't come back, but right now in the world that we live in, it's very much a sort of a dying market, I believe. It might be a bit polarizing to some of you listening to this, but I'm just being honest. Whereas the research that I've been doing over the last 3 months with video is that is actually growing exponentially. There's stats to say that 300% more traffic goes to your website or Instagram or your LinkedIn or wherever if you're using video because the algorithm likes it. In this year alone, people are going to be watching 100 minutes a day of video on their phone or on their laptop or on their computer. And as we all know, TV advertising is dead. People don't usually do it anymore. All the advertising is on social media. People spend so much time on social media. And the best way you can connect with your audience is by being real and true and authentic to them by showing up as you. You know, imagine if you were doing a podcast, but they could actually see you as well. That's, you know, it's essentially a video podcast, but, you know, you might as well record the video and then use the audio for a podcast later rather than the other way around. So what I've kind of decided is that actually I'm going to be serving my customers, serving my audience much better by doing more video stuff like this, but in a way that is more focused around actually producing better quality videos, much more helpful videos, and have a bit more sort of purpose to what I'm doing with this podcast. There's a big part of what I've done over the last 6 months, which has been incredible. And as I said, I've grown to 2,000 downloads and, you know, 12, 13 countries and, you know, had lots of people message me. It's been amazing. I've loved it. I've loved every single minute of it. And I've got some inspiration from so many people to how this works. But I think ultimately, I think what the success has come down to is actually you guys listening to me and supporting me. And I want to just tell you that I'm not leaving you forever. And I don't want you to think that like, this is just me giving up, because it's not. I'm just changing tack. As they say, you know, there's an old expression that says there's three guys in a boat and there's the wind suddenly changes. The optimist hopes the wind changes back. The pessimist just gives up and the realist changes the sails. So I'm a realist in this situation, and I've looked at the stats and I've looked at my business and I've looked at my time and I've looked at my energy and I've gone, it's just not adding up anymore. So for now, this is going to be my last episode. And I just want to say thank you to everyone that's supported me along this way. It's been an awesome journey and I've learned so much about not just myself, but other people as well. And I'm looking forward to starting it back up again in a new and exciting format going forward. I think that there is a lot of room for improvement in many areas. And I respect anybody who is doing a podcast consistently at the moment because it's a lot of work. But I think what we've got to remember is that in life, nothing is certain until it happens. And therefore, if nothing's certain until it happens, then you've got to just make the best situation out of what you've got. You've got to make the best decisions at that time. You know, at the end of the day, history is just a collection of random events that happen to you or to the world along the way. And things like COVID-19 has not been something that anyone planned. But for some of us, it's been the worst thing that's ever happened to us. For others, it's been the best. We've all come out of the other side of this in a very different way. And some, as I said, have really capitalized on it, whether it be for business, whether it be for mindset, whether it be for just their well-being, and others have the opposite. And I'm not here to dwell on that, but I'm here to say that, you know, when you are given adversity and challenge, you know, you've got to be able to see the opportunity in that. And for me, the last couple of weeks and months have been a real big eye-opener as to the opportunities that are available to me if I start changing direction and, you know, adjusting the sails accordingly, as they say. So what I want to do is just say a final see you later rather than goodbye, because it will be a see you later. I will be coming back at some stage. But if you're listening to this for the first time, this is your first episode, I apologize. This is not the best one to be listening to. Go back and listen to the other 38 episodes that I've done. There's some incredible people on there, everyone from coaches and business leaders through to inspirational humans and everything in between. So there's been some amazing chats that have happened, and I'm excited and I'm proud to have been able to produce them through my channel. But if in the meantime you want to keep in touch with me, best place to find me is on Instagram. I'm going to be doing a lot of work over there. I'm going to be trying to grow my YouTube channel as we go through this as well. So you can find me on that platform as well. But stay tuned, keep in touch. And I'd love to hear some thoughts on what your highlight of the podcast was over the last 6 months. And it'd be great to connect with you all more as this journey unfolds. But for now, peace out and I'll speak to you guys soon.